If you're new to Element Fission, you're about to embark on an epic journey filled with monsters, battles, and strategy. In this comprehensive guide, we'll cover all the essential beginner tips, including gear upgrades, energy management, team building, and efficient progression. And by the end, you'll have a strong foundation to take on the game's toughest challenges. So recharge your energy and let's dive into the ultimate Element Fission Beginner's Guide. In Element Fission, Elemon come in many different types. Attack Elemon deal high damage but are fragile, like Bookworm. Defense Elemon are tanky and deal damage based on their defense, like Engineer Robot. Support Elemon are healers and buffers, like Occult Dancer. And HP Elemon are high health pool sustained focused bruisers, like Turtle Tank. There are also plenty of other types of Elemon, like Crowd Controllers, Heal Blockers, Shielders, and more. Each Elemon has different skills depending on their element. All Elemon are available in 5 different elements: Fire, Water, Tree, Light, or Dark. Fire beats Tree, Tree beats Water, and Water beats Fire, and Light and Dark counter each other. Choosing Elemon with the right synergy will determine how successful you are in battle. Prioritizing your first Elemon is essential for your early game progression. I highly recommend opening the bestiary and at least glancing through each Elemon's abilities. That means all 5 elements for each Elemon. It may sound tedious, but you want to be thorough, because taking the 30 or so minutes to commit these things to memory is going to save you hours or even days of time in the future. If you're still not keen on the idea and would like for me to do it for you, then let me know in the comments and I can begin drafting up some sort of Elemon analysis video. Early on, you'll receive the Light Hog Chef. She's great for her revive, AoE healing, and attack bar boost on her basic attack, so build her properly with plenty of speed, and maybe even a set of revenge gear. Other key Elemon to obtain early are the Wind Popo Rider, a speed booster that will increase your entire team's overall turn count drastically. A Water or Fire Dome Fighter have both stuns and a taunt to help keep your squishy teammates safe. And a Fire Steel Wing provides both an AoE attack buff for your team and an attack break for the enemy. And next up is summoning. When and how should you use your summons? Summoning is exciting, but be mindful as they can dry up quickly if you don't conserve them. Illyrium is the basic summoning stone, used regularly for acquiring Elemon. You should feel free to use these whenever you want. Twilight Illyrium, however, is rare, but is used for summoning powerful 3-star and up light and dark Elemon. Many Elemon of these elements are very strong.